Who are your heroes? Who do you look up to? Maybe, you know, that's not a family member.
Well, that was going to be my answer, was my father. because the truth is that he has been my greatest business mentor, to be honest with you. But I have another hero, and I would actually call her kind of like the unsung hero, the underdog, maybe. I think that's the correct word for it. And this person is also in my family, but it's actually my mother. Mm-hmm. So my mother has played a completely different role in my life, both from a business standpoint and from a personal standpoint. From a business standpoint, and my dad would joke about this, he would say, you know, we would never have had as big of a business if we did, if it wasn't for your mom. She runs the show around here. And while he may have been the face of the business, and he may have been the front end strategist of the business and the person that everyone knows, my mom was in the back doing the books, keeping the team organized, and really running the whole thing. In fact, she's the one who postured and positioned the business for sale back when my dad sold it in 2011. And she always says, "Mara, I don't know anything about business." And I'm like, "Actually, Mom, you're a total badass. You know everything about business." And you know, this business was sold because of a lot of what you did. But also on the same part, you know, like from a personal standpoint, my mom has taught me patience. My mom has taught me compassion. My mom has taught me so many other skills. I say I have the best mom in the whole entire world, and truly she's my hero. I hope that one day when I'm lucky enough to have kids, like, that I can even be a percentage of how amazing she is. So, and if I am, I will be amazing because she's that amazing. So my parents are my heroes. It might sound like such a corny response, but it's true.
No, it's lovely, a lovely response. And now Direct Response Copy Girl is your own business now. Maybe you could just tell us perhaps a little bit about that and how that came about.
Yeah, thank you. So Direct Response Copy Girl is, I have a team of female direct response copywriters. And we write direct response sales copy for businesses in the coaching, consulting, speaker, expert type businesses, as well as e-commerce products. And then every once in a while, we find ourselves working in a very unusual and unique niche. Right now, for example, we're doing a whole bunch of projects about epoxy flooring, right? And so I've put this team together of amazing copywriters because I kept hearing all of my friends, all my industry friends, saying that they couldn't find great writers. And I totally get it, because to be honest with you, my biggest challenge in my business is finding great writers. For about every 100 applications and sample work that comes my way, maybe there's one that I find that I want to give a shot and give them a try. So I started to put together this group of female writers, and I find writers that are really amazing already, and then I continue to train them so that they become even more amazing. And so that's what we do at Direct Response Copy Girl. About 80% of what we write is email. About 15% of what we write are sales pages, mostly long form sales pages. And then this extra 5% is all sorts of other random type things like email scripts, Facebook ads. I'm sorry, not email scripts, video scripts, Facebook ads, and things like that.
Wow. I mean, it sounds like it's already, you know, quite a major operation. What's your ultimate goal for that business, Mara?
Well, my ultimate goal for that business is, really my ultimate goal for everything I do in business, is to enjoy what I do. Mm-hmm. And to have a business that allows for me to do what I want, buy what I want, and be where I want, whenever I want. And so Direct Response Copy Girl is just one of the businesses that I'm involved in. And what I love about it is, first of all, I can do it from anywhere. I was just in Portugal and Greece for 2 weeks, and I was able to check in with my team and make sure everything was getting done. I can do it from my laptop. I can do it from anywhere. That's one thing I love about it. Another thing I love about it is, like, the team of women that I have are so fun, and I want to spend time with them, and I want to chat with them. In fact, I'd love if we all went on a vacation together. I was just saying that to one of my girls. And so So that's my goal of all of my work in terms of business. And then direct response copy girl really fulfills that for me.
One of the things that you just mentioned about, you know, going on holiday with your team. I mean, this sounds like the complete antithesis of the experience that you had when you worked in your old business with the Devil Wears Prada type of boss. You know, it sounds to me that, you know, you're the complete opposite. You know, you want to spend more time with your people as opposed to less, which is great to hear. How important is copywriting, Mara?
Well, copywriting is every single word, literally every single word that you use to communicate what it is that you do, what it is that you sell, what it is that you offer, and even how you deliver it. And so I think that a lot of people really overlook the importance of copy and having really great copy. But in fact, it's one of the most important, or really the most important job in your whole entire company. If you think about it, it really has a lot of weight to bear. If you can't sell, if you don't know how to communicate how to sell your services and your products and your programs, and you don't know how to communicate who you're selling them to, and you don't know how to communicate how to sell them to the people that you're selling them to, and you don't know how to communicate to deliver those products, programs, and services, you're not making money and you're not keeping your customers happy and you're pretty much toast. And so I would say that it's really important, and in fact, the most important.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. So I guess for anybody that's interested in just starting out with their own business, or maybe they've got a small business already and they're looking to grow, what advice would you offer to them, Mara?
So I would say to get really focused on two things. The first thing is to ask, once you figure out who your audience is, ask them what they want, and then figure out how to give it to them, which was the first piece of advice my father taught me when I started working with him. Find out what your audience wants, ask them what they want, and then figure out how to get it to them. That's the easiest and quickest way to make money. And then two is get really, really good at finding leads for that program or product or offer, selling that program, product, or offer, and delivering and fulfilling and making your customers or your clients happy with that program, product, or offer. If you can get really good at those two things when you're first starting out, the rest of it will become a lot easier. You will make money a lot faster. And because of that, we'll have a lot less stress. I far too often see too many people who want to start a business finding all of these bright, shiny objects through their searches on the internet. Like, I want to start doing Facebook ads. I want to start a podcast. I want to do YouTube videos. And all of those things are great. They really, really are. But if you don't have those core foundational pieces in place, you're going to get sidetracked and you're not going to be able to make money in the business. And then you're not going to be able to be or to stay an entrepreneur. So really focus in on those basics, find out what your audience wants and figure out how to give it to them, and then get really good at developing and generating leads for this offer, selling this offer, and delivering this offer.
That's really good advice. And what's next for you? Is there something that you're working on right now?
Oh my God, yes, there is. I'm so excited about it. So I've been wanting to kind of dabble in something new on top of everything else that I'm currently doing. Which is direct response copy girl. And then I actually have the great privilege to be able to work with my father again. He's relaunched his business and we've got a membership program that we run together called the Outrageous Marketers Alliance. I run that with my father and our business partner, Rob Cuesta. But on top of that, I've been wanting to do something new for a while now. And so I've been working on building and setting up an e-commerce store, selling products to mothers to help them make momming, being a mom, a lot easier. And in fact, as we record this podcast here, this episode here, we just launched the ads 2 days ago and we just made our first sale yesterday. So I'm really excited about it.
Congratulations. And where can we find this website?
Oh, it's called Oh oheymama.com, oheymomma.com.
I'm going to check that out because that sounds like a great hustle that you've got going there. That sounds amazing. And how quickly did that come together for you?
Oh, not quick enough.
Isn't that always the way?
Yeah, but you know what? I've got a great team who's helping me. And once I got them on board, then it started to go really quick. But
all the pieces came together.
Right. Yeah,
Mara, I know we're running out of time, but how can we find out more about you? And if anybody wants to find out more about Direct Response Copy Girl or the work that you do, how can we find that out?
Yeah, thank you. So you can, of course, visit me online at directresponsecopygirl.com. You can find out all about my copywriting agency there. And then also, if you want to learn about the work that I do with my father and with Rob, you can actually get a free copy of his second book, second out of three books, called Outrageous Multi-Step Marketing Campaigns That Are Outrageously Successful. You can get volume one if you go to billsnewbook.com/free. billsnewbook.com/free. And you can get a copy there. Just pay shipping and handling. We'll cover the cost of the book and get it right out to you.
Sounds great. Well, Mara, listen, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you. Thank you for your time today and for all your insights and background and the stories. It's been a real pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.